I think we left off Capital Hay, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'yismuchu chol chosei v'ach v'olam yiraneinu V'yismuchu chol chosei v'ach. The Malbim says, Moshe chosu v'anochi esmachat shem yitamu chatoi min ha'oretz. Meaning the flow of the psukim is that in Pasuk Yud Aleph, David HaMelech davened that Ha'ashinei Melokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should convict the Rishonim, those who deliberately, with premeditation, sin, those who who sin so regularly that it's clearly lahachas that they've been perik all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'll do that, you'll convict them, you'll punish them. So then that will generate the v'yisbuchu kol chosei v'ach, that same connection that we have in the capital of Bochi Nafshi later. Of an ochi esmach v'Hashem. Why? Because yitamu chatoi min ha'aretz. Lamaisa, there's something quite extraordinary about the inyan of simcha, mitzvah simcha, that is reflected here as well. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that there is a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim as well. The Rosh quotes that some of the Gaonim used to say, the Hasienu, we don't. But we know the Hasienu from the Siddur for Shalosh Regalim. The Hasienu Hashem Elokeinu Sprechus Melodech V'Chaim L'Sham L'Simcha L'Sosam. Clearly, the Hasienu was only said in a Zman of Simcha, when there's a Mitzvah Simcha. The Rosh, of course, that some of the Gaonim had a meaning that they would say the Hasienu on the Yom Nerom as well. Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, paraphrasing what his presentation of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the fisha einan, and the fisha hen yume yira v'fachad, v'einan yume simcha yisera. So the implication is clear. It's not sort of this unbounded simcha, this simcha which overflows all boundaries, but a more contained simcha there is. Simcha yisera not, but simcha yes. So generally, when we try to process that, the psukim, the simple mashmas of the psukim in Ezra Nehemiah, when Ezra tells them in Rosh Hashanah that lechu ichlu madanim, or shum, how's it going? Luchu kichedus Hashem him halusem. Luchu ichlu madanim, something is mashman in there also. The chocolate cake is in there also, but how the pasuk goes. So generally, when we try to process this, so we think that sort of, despite the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, Alpha B'chen is a mitzvah simcha, and one has to sort of discover the balance, the productive tension between the two. But the emes is, that's not the pshat. The Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah Tazayin tells us that Ba'abar Pachim Ha'olam Nidah, the Pesach al Atur, Ba'atzeres al Perosila, Rosh Hashanah Kolboy Olam Ovin Mufanuf Kinei Marad, Ubechag Nidon Alamayim. So what emerges is something extraordinary of our sight. Every time there's a mitzvah simcha, it's a Yom Adin. So it doesn't so much register on us. Okay, so the chazan puts on a kittel, first day Pesach, and Musaf, and uses the Yom Neron and Dik and Musaf for the Kaddish. But it doesn't really, same with Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. I don't know, Shavuos, Stamos, we're half asleep, so nothing registers on us. But the MS is, if we were to be attuned to the Yom Tovim, each Yom Tov is a Yom Adin. Klar, if the Simcha, if Simcha and Din only coincide in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so then maybe the relationship is that despite the fact that Yom Adin is a mitzvah simcha, but if they always converge, if the Avod Prokim Olam Nidon are the same Avod Prokim on which is a mitzvah simcha, so then the pshat is that the simcha is not in spite of Din, the simcha is because of Din. Is this relationship, which seems kind of staggering, was Yiran Latse Hayor, Lifnei Hashem, Kivol Lishvot Esorot. Raz Yiranima means that they sing. Rina. Yismucha Hashemayim, we know it from Kabbalah Shabbos, Kapitel Tzarivot, the end of Kapitel Tzarivot. Yismucha Hashemayim is Sagya Ma'oret, Yiram Hayom Umlo'o, Yalo Sadai B'chol Asher, Raz Yiranima Kolatze Yoha, Lefnei Hashem. Why? Kiva lishpat ha'aretz. Yishpat tevil v'tzadek v'amin b'emunasa. So the pshat apparently is, we understandably are, and should be, overwhelmed by the emes hadin. And that sort of dominates and dictates our emotional orientation. But the emes is, when there's mishpat, so mishpat means, represents a giloy of malchus shamayim in the world. Atzur Tom and Paul kichol drach of mishpat. When Ra is nidam, that's a gilui of malchus shamayim in the world, and that generates it. That's what's reflected here in this comment of the Malbim as well, that the Yismachu Kol Chosei Bach comes on the heels of the Bakosha of Hashimei Melukim. Yiplu Mimo Tzoseihem. V'rol Teshemo Hadichemo Kimaru Bach. If that will be Mekuyam, so then the Mela, that will yield the Yismachu Kol Chosei Bach. L'olam Yiranenu, not just temporarily, not just sporadically, but continuously. The Sasech Aleinu, right, Lashon Sukkah, Lashon Tzchach, to literally to cover in the sense of protecting. Both in the Perush Hamidos and Bir Hamidos, as well as here in the body of the commentary, the Malbim explains that Ya'altsu, the difference between that and Yismachu, is that Ya'altsu is refers to Simcha Ruchonis. And here in the passing, the Malbim seems to be saying that it's interpreting that the Simcha will be a Simcha of the Ya'altsu Bacha. That Simcha could be about the mundane as well. And here, no, it will be a Simcha of the Ya'altsu Bacha. What's the final pasuk here of the kapitul? Ki ata tevarech tzadik Hashem. You, Hashem, bestow brach on the tzadik. Katsina ratzon tatranu. You envelop him with ratzon like a tzina. What's a tzina? Hatzina mukefes migimu ruchos. It's a type of a shield that a person sort of, if you imagine that you would step into, in the sense that it's on three sides, so it affords complete protection. Again, assuming that the only possible threats are either frontal or lateral. Well, what's the nimshan? Ki ata tevar tzadik Hashem, you Hashem, levadcha shebechoso hashkochi yis, lo tivi yis. That there are two systems in the world. The Malbim explains this back in Parshas Bereishis on the psukim of Vayichulu. That there are two systems in the world. There's a ma'aracha tivis. That there's a natural system. The system of natural law. And then there's a ma'aracha of providence. There's a providential system. The bracha that tzaddik will receive is going to be, again, a providential, from the providential system. And that functions, that bracha, is as a tzina in the following sense. Ki rak birkas Hashem hitashiv lo yosif etzel ima, a pasuk. Lochain ha bracha hatibiyas yis atse bo aleha lishmo nachasa will hagen alayim. A person can enjoy natural bracha also. So let's say, I don't know, a person can, I don't know, just on a natural plane can cultivate a very successful business and can be very successful. But the same way that naturally he succeeded, so naturally he can also suffer business reversals. It's not insured. It's not locked into place, right? A bracha tivius yis atze ba'aleh lishmo nachasa v'lhagen aleihem. Aval in birkas Hashem tilave hashmira mimenu. But the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which isn't through the natural system, it's through the providential system. So that's accompanied with the shmira. That's what the imagery of the katsina ratzon tatranu is. Good, let's begin a little bit to capital above. When the tzeach ben ginos al hashminas nizmo the dover. Rashi says a musical instrument with eight strings. It's a string instrument with eight strings. The Malbim suggests that the historical background, in terms of the context of this kapitel, is when David HaMelech was sick following the chait of Bathsheba, during which time A, he suffered illness, and B, his enemies were sort of gloating in his sickness, in his illness. So the Matzah ben Ginas al Shminas Mizmor David. Hashem al ba Abcha sochicheni, the al ba Hamas chasi yasereni. So the Malbim again Kedaka Vakodesh distinguishes Af kumchema, tochacha from Yisurim. Af is an outer display of anger. The person may or may not be inwardly angry. It may just be a display of anger. It may be the person feigning anger. Whereas chema is inward, inner anger. The person may or may not display it, but inwardly there is anger. Tochacha, on the other hand, the Malbim says, a couple of lines into the Perush here on page base, on Pasuk base, HaTochacha hi b'dvarim rakim. Tochacha is something which is gently administered. However, v'hayisur is yasur of nasha b'dvarim koshim or b'yisurim mamash. Either it's something which is much harsher verbally, or maybe it actually involves physical afflictions. So just before we come, Be'ez Hashem, we need to see how it plugs into the pasuk. So something very, according to the Malbim, something remarkable emerges. The Rambam writes, in fact, when he's talking about the mitzvah of Tochacha, so the Rambam says that, how does Lashon go? That Hamochiach is Chavero, something like Lo Yedave Ito Koshos Ad Sheyachli Menu. That when you give Tochacha, so it's a mitzvah to give Tochacha, Chayach Tochacha Zamisach, there's a reasonable chance that the Tochacha can accomplish something, so a person is Mochiach to give Tochacha. But a person shouldn't say it in a way that the one on the receiving end is humiliated. You can't avoid discomfort. You can't avoid a degree of embarrassment. We're always embarrassed when we do something wrong. And when someone else is aware of the fact that we did something wrong, so we are embarrassed. There's no... set a standard of giving tochacha that there should be zero embarrassment. It's impossible. You can set, and this is what the Rambam says, the halacha does. You can set a standard that in giving rebuke, that the person shouldn't be humiliated. So it has to be given gently. It has to be given gently. So according to the Malbim, that's in the Mashma Sakra. It's not a drasha or a diyun. No, that's the mashma sakra. That hocheach tochiach. After the Malbim says no. The hocheach tochiach means b'dvarim rakim. The emphasis is on the hochacha shabo. Right? Hochacha means to. It doesn't only mean to rebuke. Hochacha also just means to clarify. Right? Well, hocheach means to prove, to clarify. So the emphasis is on giving clarity, not on the sort of the ad hominem aspect of it. So going to the Malbim, that halach is mamish just the mashma sakra. Tochacha, David HaMelech asks, which again is something gentle, so it's reasonable, it's realistic, it's consistent to ask that it not be administered ba'ach. David bikesh et tochacha zo lo tiyeh ba'ach, Since the substance of the Tochacha allows for it, so that's what David HaMelech is asking, that the attitude, the approach, should be not one of af. Whatever Tochacha you give me, Ribbono Shel Olam, let it not be the af. When it comes to whatever Yisurim are needed for purposes of kapara, for purposes of catharsis, so there, outwardly, as it were, to be miyaser, there is that by definition is a display of af. So here, David HaMelech asks, yeah, but v'al b'chamos chos yasreni. L'chein b'ke shal koponim ki hamayaser, one who afflicts mara b'niglehu, outwardly, he does indicate shekotseif al hamayusa, that he is angry with the other. V'lachein b'kesh, what David HaMelech asks here is Sha'al Kolponim Al B'chamos Chusi Yasereini Shalo Yiyah Me'eva Pnimis. No, but it shouldn't. Af, there will be, but Ribbono Shel Olam, let there not be Chema, let there not be that inner enmity Unetira Sina Ka'oyeh HaMiyaseh Rak Kamo Shekosov Ki Kasher Yiyaser Ish Es Bano Hashem Elokecha Miyasereka. So here, this is also a very, very important, nekuda. Onesh, in the form of Yisurim, as in the context here in the capital, can come with either of two very different emphases. And an onesh can come because onesh is mechape, it cleanses, it redeems, it purifies the person. Well, onesh can come to, again, with the emphasis on punishment, on biyur hara. When a tzaddik, ein adam tzaddik v'atzav she'yasa tov lo yechta, when a tzaddik is punished, the dagesh chazak is on the onesh as instrument of kapara. When a rosha, mashal melponov el sonov, When Asoni Hashem is punished, so the emphasis is on the biyara, is on the ownership of. That's why you find it in Rashi, in Brachos, initially on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rashi, the Gemara Brachos speaks of Yisurin Shel Arba. So initially, Rashi defines Yisurim Shel Arba as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yasur Ba'olam Hazeh B'lo Shom Ava Kedei Laharbo Schar Ba'olam Haba Yosem Mekdei Zchu Yosem. So initially Rashi says the definition of Yisurim Shel Arba is that they don't come in response to Chet. It's just to give the person Riboy Schar and Olam Haba. But then on Hey Amud Beis, on Amud Beis, Rashi speaks Nigoyim, if a person is afflicted with Nigay Tzaraas. So in Eretz Yisrael, she'orei chom ha'mekudashot bo u'metzomer to'un shiluach chutz olahen, einan yisurim shel avon. In Eretz Yisrael, what the din is that a metzorah, v'yishalchu men ha'machin ha'kol tzorua v'chol zor v'chol samen ha'nokash, that any city which is mukefes choma, so the metzorah has to leave. He cannot remain in that city until he's nitar mitzarato. So tzaras, the goyim don't represent, they don't constitute yisurin shel avon and it's Israel. Although the bavel, Rashi is saying pshat in the chilek in the Gemara here, she'ein t'un in shiluach. This din only applies to orei choma in Eretz Yisrael. Aval bebavel she'ein t'un in shiluach, v'hein mizbach kapara have a yisurin shel avon. Lachamo? She'ein t'un in shiluach, v'hein mizbach kapara have a yisurin shel avon. So here Rashi is saying that Yisur and Shalava, they function as Mizbeach Kapar. So that's not at all what he said on Amud Aleph, right? Where he said that below Shumchei. So Elamai, it's clear that the Pshan is, that the definition of Yisur and Shalava is that it doesn't come to punish, it comes to benefit the person. Now that can be in either of two ways. It can be coming to benefit the person the way Rashi describes in Amud Aleph, or it can come to benefit the person in that it gives him kapara, it grants him atonement and it cleanses. And the counterpoint to that is the alternate form of omesh is again with the, that's not where the dagesh chazak is. The dagesh chazak is on the biur hara, on punishing. On punishing evil. Chaneni Hashem ki umlal ani. Umlal in the Bira Milos, the Malvim says, Malach Halishas HaKorach. I've been very beaten down by my illness, David Amel says, very weak. V'fa'eni Hashem ki nivhalu atzomoy. V'nafshi nivhala ma'od v'ata Hashem ad masay. So the Malbim comments in the Bi'ah Milos, cross-referencing what we saw earlier already here, that nafshi, kol gam ha-nefesh ha-ruchonis. Nafshi sometimes can sort of mean on the physical level, the animation on a physical level, and sometimes nafesh has the sense of soul. That nefesh doesn't mean only soul, is totse'af is nefesh chayalimina. Right, behema v'remes v'chayso eretz lemina. The Torah describes when in the bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving beyond the vegetation to chay. So that's described as nefesh. So nefesh has the sense of animation, source of animation. But then it also means sometimes soul. So the Malvim says, Kol Gamma Nefesh HaRuchonis, and that's what it means here, that David HaMelech is describing that not only Ki Umlal Ani, not only am I physically very weak from my illness, and not only, as it were, is it in the bones, Ki Nivalu Atzamai, but it's affecting me spiritually as well, V'Ata Hashem Admasai, and given, again, the extent of how the illness is affecting me, so that's why I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Masai, Lo Tachonim. Until when will the illness linger? Okay, so we'll stop here, and maybe we'll switch to the other restaurant.